VOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch, but what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, VOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:22 and welcome to our Newsmaker 2 segment. And we're very pleased to be joined in studio this morning by Mary Shively of Emporia State, faculty in the wonderful Honor College program up at Emporia State. Mary, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Well, thanks for taking some time to come in here and join us.
I'm excited to be here.
Outstanding. Well, the focus here of our conversation this morning is a special workshop which is coming up early next month, Building Adaptive Leaders. I'm assuming that the title of this basically says everything, but let's talk about the process, I guess, for building adaptive leaders that's going to be addressed.
Absolutely. So we are going to go through a real range of leadership development. We're going to talk about individual leadership development, group and team development, and then how we can work with other people to really make progress on big adaptive challenges. And that's how we're going to focus on how we can engage with other people and have real conversations to really move things forward.
Can I get you to move that microphone just a little bit closer there? Uh-oh. That's all right.
Moved it too close.
I'll just hold it.
Mary, this is not your fault. I've done this 2 days in a row to guests in here.
So
my record is perfect. So
it's perfect.
I should have
great.
Done this before we started talking. Well, anyway, again, Mary's in to talk about a student leadership workshop offered at ESU. Now, this is more than just a day-long workshop. This is going to go for a number of days, correct?
It is. So we are going to have this workshop. It's Monday through Thursday for 2 weeks. So the first 2 weeks in August, it'll be from 9 to noon. So we're going to really have the opportunity to build on some curriculum and build on ideas and build relationships within the program.
And this is for high school students, correct?
Actually, it's a real range of students. So 15 years or older. So they can be high school students. They could be college students, Emporia State students.
Okay.
I think it's also a great opportunity for students who are going to go away to college, and they can come back and be a part of this program before they leave for their college experience, as well as community members. We're opening it up to all different kinds of people. We have an international education component, so we have international students who will be taking part in this program, so you're really going to get to have an experience, a global experience, and never have to leave Emporia and get to really build relationships with people from all over the world.
Mary, when you're talking about adaptive leadership, what exactly does that mean? And how does that translate here into the real world?
Absolutely. So adaptive leadership, we really talk about that as being an opportunity to really think about what are big, huge challenges that we face. And it can be in our personal life, in our community, in our state, in our world. And oftentimes we think, oh, that problem is so huge, I don't even know where to start. I don't even want to try to do anything about that. So when we talk about adaptive leadership, we talk about what are some ways we can actually start thinking about this problem differently, maybe looking at it from a variety of different viewpoints, getting different people to come in and think about different perspectives. How can we engage other people? And now let's have a real conversation about what are some things we could try. We might not work and it might fail, but what are some things we can try to make progress on a big adaptive challenge?
Mary Shively is with us here this morning, Emporia State Honors College faculty. Let's talk about your background in leadership. I mean, obviously you have extensive background in this. Please share that with us.
Absolutely. So leadership has always been my passion. So I created a non-academic program at Emporia State. Then I had the awesome opportunity to create a minor in leadership at Emporia State. I've done the same thing at Baker University. And I have taught in leadership, done all the different kinds of programs outside the classroom and inside the classroom, and worked consulting work throughout our state as well.
From your perspective and really from your experience, what are some of the main foundation pieces here to good leadership, and as we tie into what's coming up here in early August, good adaptive leadership. What are some of the different things that people need to either have instilled in them or maybe have intrinsically in them?
Absolutely. So I really think that opportunity that really anyone can step up and lead anytime, any place. So you don't have to have this certain charismatic characteristics about you. Really, anyone can step up anytime, anywhere. And that's what we're really going to focus on. And so we're going to, I really want to have that opportunity of how do you engage other people? How do we look at different perspectives? How do we get unusual voices, people who don't normally come to the table and give their opinion? How do we get them to give our opinion? And how can we use that information to really help make progress? So we're going to really talk about individual self. We're going to talk about how we engage other people. We're going to talk about how we can intervene with other people and how we can really do that skillfully.
So have you worked closely with the Kansas Leadership Center then?
Absolutely, yes. So a lot, a main foundation of this will be with the Kansas Leadership Center and their language of leadership and how we have infused that through our community, our state, and really globally now as well.
Along those lines, how important has that been, that partnership with the Kansas Leadership Center here as part of a foundational piece here for all students coming through the university?
So at Emporia State, students have had really an awesome opportunity to be really engaged in this language. So in the Honors College, where I get to do my employment at Emporia State, we have infused adaptive leadership through in the entire curriculum. So whether they are sitting in the classroom learning about leadership development, if they are doing in our Honors Council, if they are doing just our programs, we have really made that a strong point that that is going to be a leadership education component to everything that they do. And we also really believe that it's the student's experience. And so we are there to support and engage them. We give them the tools, and then we let them fly. And it is amazing what these honors students have had the opportunity to do and have really accomplished, which is amazing. And so have our Emporia State students. We're working more and more to really infuse that curriculum throughout the institution.
Yeah, the Honors College program at Emporia State is something that's quite phenomenal, actually, that we have delved into in the past, and we'll be talking more about that here in the future as well. But Mary Shively's in to talk about a student leadership workshop coming up at Emporia State. Mary on the faculty, the Honors College up at Emporia State. So how many people can you fit into the workshop here, Mary? What are you looking at?
So I would love to have in between 40 and 50 people for this workshop. It's really an opportunity. The more networking that can happen within this group, I think it will be a more powerful experience. So that's our hope and our goal.
And is there a registration fee to participate?
There is. So our local community members or students, it's $100. And so you can register through the Office of International Education, and that is how you kind of do that process. We have had a really cool interest from our ESU grads that have been through leadership programs, and I put a call out to on Facebook if you would like to be a part of this program, you know, sign up. And then we had a lot of our former graduates from Emporia State that said, this is an awesome opportunity. If you want to come and can't maybe afford the fee, or if that's a hardship for you, I will sponsor you. So we have quite a few different ESU alums who have offered to sponsor students if that's an issue. I'd love to talk with them.
Is there a specific deadline that you want the registrations in by?
Really, a few days before the first day, but we're really trying to be flexible on that, just so we can kind of know.
That makes a lot of sense.
So again, the program the workshop will be running August 2nd through the 12th, and you're looking at a 9 to noon program each of those days?
Each of those days, Monday through Thursday.
Okay,
yep.
Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
What about, I know something that we had listed here, is exploring the Emporia community through a different perspective. What exactly is that, Mary? How do we do that?
Absolutely. I have now lived in the community for quite some time, and I am always amazed at things that I don't know about or a perspective I am unaware of. And so I'm working, one of the partnerships, I have a lot of partnerships with this program, but one of the partnerships is with Leland Danes. And so we are going to explore how can we tie in different parts of downtown and businesses, but also our Hispanic community, and what kinds of things can we pull together to see our community through a different light, and what kinds of other things, how can we engage with other people? So it's going to be a variety of different partnerships downtown and in our community that will be guest speakers, or we'll go and visit them for those partnerships.
Should be very informative and mm-hmm. a lot to learn. And a lot of development, it sounds like, will be taking place August 2nd through the 12th. So, Mary, how do you define leadership?
Oh, that's great. I define leadership as really people working together and making a network to make progress on challenges. I think that that's a very different feel than, you know, if you look up in the Webster Dictionary, there's a 350 different ways you can define that. But I really believe that it's inside of everybody to do something different, to try to have a different outcome, to make our world a better place.
Outstanding. Well, remind folks how they can get involved here with the Building Adaptive Leaders Workshop taking place August 2nd through the 12th.
Absolutely. So you can call the International Education Office, and they can register you online or over the phone. And that number is 620-341-5374. And if they have specific questions or want to talk about the program more, they can contact me, and that is 620-481-1790.
Building Adaptive Leaders Workshop coming up August 2nd through the 12th, and this will be on campus at Emporia State?
Absolutely, yes. They will also get to have the entire Emporia State University feel as well.
So where exactly on campus is this? Will it be?
That's interesting. We're going to see how many people we have. We have a couple. It might be in the union. It might be in the library. But we'll see. We'll contact everyone right before the program starts to see how many people that we have.
Well, we hope that plenty of people get registered and take advantage of all you're offering here.
Awesome.
In a very positive way. Mary Shively, who's with the faculty of the Honors College up at Emporia State. Mary, it was good to have you here this morning.
Thank you very much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Keep us in touch, will you?
Sounds good.
KVOE Live and Local, that's our newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker 2 slots here, we do have tomorrow's open, so obviously we'll be filling that here shortly, but you can call us at 342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 342-6272. Good morning, it's 8:33.
Ever wonder exactly what Bungie does? Well, they buy grain and oil seeds from local farmers, benefiting families and communities. They store and transport them across the world to wherever needed, milling grain and crushing oil seeds into valuable commodities and supplying businesses and individuals with products that enhance their lives. Bungie has proudly helped feed the world since 1818.
The Emporia Animal Shelter has the following pets available for immediate adoption. Bin, a young male Australian Shepherd mix. Bandit, a large adult male Chocolate Labrador mix. And kittens, and more kittens of all sizes and colors are available. Now you can see these pets at KVOE.com.